Moon, Star yells. At least that's what I think she says. The wind by the beach right now is so loud, I can only think of it as the most outraged ghost of all time, howling its undead complaints directly into my eardrums. Yeah, I yell back.
One more.
She walks a little closer.
This time without the cloak.
Even this close, about 9 feet away, she has to scream.
But it's so cold. Just one.
She's already dropped the cloak on the sand, heading back toward the water. I glance down at the pile of pink silk and velvet. I looked it up when the clothing company, Madame LeBlanc, sent it to Star. It costs $12,000, that pile of fabric right there. More than my life. Just one, I repeat, thinking if I had a fraction of a period of a penny every time I'd heard that, I'd be able to buy myself 1,000 priceless fairy cloaks. I grab my camera and adjust the settings once more, letting all the light in. The sun has almost set, and I know Star's not asking for a silhouette shot. She's already posing, which probably isn't obvious to anyone else but me. Her white blonde hair picks up the peach of the sky, and she closes her eyes and lifts her head, smiling against the bitchy ghost wind. Only I can tell she's pushing out her top lip and sucking in her already concave stomach. Even in the dimming light, I can see her ribs. I haven't seen my ribs in so long, they could be swimming around like jellyfish in there for all I know. Exactly like what bright men who fancied themselves doctors thought uteruses did back in the day. A few people stop and stare at Star, and it's not just because she's the only person out in basically sub-zero degrees in a swimsuit. It's because she's breathtaking. Even someone like me, who's known her all my life, can't stop looking. Also, they might recognize her. At my last count, Star had 900,000 Photogram followers. Can you imagine? I couldn't even wrap my brains around it when she hit 2,000. And now, 1 year later, she's got more people interested in her feta dinner omelet than I will ever have glance at me in my whole pathetic life. I'm not bitter. I know that's exactly what it sounds like, but I swear I'm not. I had to let go of feelings like envy and bitter and murder a long time ago to survive under Star's glare. These sorts of thoughts are unavoidable, as though a scientist were observing the scene and listing the facts. Fact: Star is objectively beautiful. Fact: I am not. Fact: I've been reminded of these facts for as long as I can remember. They're invisible tattoos stretching across my jiggly brown body. Permanent, because no one, not Mom, nor Star, nor any random stranger on the street, will let me forget them. Star makes me take about 24 photos, even as she starts to shiver and shake, before she finally grabs the keys and runs to the car. I pick up the cloak, and balancing everything in my hands, I follow her. In the car, I turn on Cardi B loud enough to make Star bristle. What the heck? She says, lowering it. But before I can protest, she opens her phone and begins texting. Probably Camomila, her FGBFF. And now she won't hear a word I say. So I hit the gas and get us going.